Welcome to the Boruto Podcast, episode 11. And this one is about Kurama, otherwise known as Ninetales. Kurama is such an important character, and lately in chapter 10 and 9, we got to see Kurama back in action, which is crazy. And I think a lot of Boruto fans are going to be coming back to the series just because of Kurama. So we're joined by Settery, Boruto fan, and Drifting. And Boruto fan also does Boruto Lives on TikTok. You can find his link in the description of this podcast. Joined by some cool people today. So the first thing I wanted to talk about was, why didn't Kurama tell Naruto he would reincarnate?
Okay. I think that Kurama didn't know. I think this was new to him. Like, this was a whole new ability that they've never done before. And he was like, I don't know what's going to happen. This is different, and I'm probably not coming back from this.
Really? You think he didn't know? I think he knew, because he tells him Owari. He tells her that they reincarnate.
That's true, but it could just be like that situation where it's like, okay, this is the usual explanation. Like, usually when Telebeasts die, they're brought back. That's probably what happened. But then he also brought in other factors, like, well, maybe it's because of your bloodline, which I don't know how to associate that with this situation, but yeah. I don't know, Bariyamo, it did really seem like it was different, like Kurama was done for this time, but yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people thought Kurama was done.
Yeah.
I agree. I don't think Kurama knew. And the reason I don't think he knew he was coming back is because he said when he was having that conversation with Himawari, he was like, he didn't know how long it would take for him to come back. And also when he was having his conversation with Naruto, he said, we may never speak again. So I feel like he knew, but at the same time, he didn't know when.
It's definitely a different way of like a Telebeast extraction, because like, for example, like usually when you yank a Telebeast out of someone, like they die, but he's like, this is different. Like, you're not going to die from this one, and I'm going to go, you know? And he even said, hey, watch out Naruto, or else you're going to join me one day. You know? So I don't know. I feel like because like, the way he talks to Himawari, he makes it sound like it's a mysterious outcome. Like, I don't know why this happened, you know? Like, usually Telebeasts are revived, but, you know, I don't know necessarily why I'm here with you. Well, okay, maybe that's why he's confused. I don't know. But yeah, what do you guys think?
I think he wanted Naruto to get stronger. Because even back in the first volume, actually, I know the second volume, Kurama was, like, not super thrilled about him having to lean back on his powers. I think he just wanted to improve his own base and improve things like Sage Mode. And we actually saw that afterwards, where he supposedly did get, like, above Sage Mode. It's supposed to last longer, but we never actually got to see that, which is a little bit unfortunate, but it's possible that whenever he becomes unsealed from that timeless dimension, that he'll actually get to use it again.
Yeah. And Setteri, you mentioned Kurama made a lot of fans dislike Boruto after dying. That is very true. A lot of people hated it just because I've seen it in person.
I think a lot of people also didn't like the initial death. Like, I think they wanted, you know, Naruto to be the main character, even though the series is called Boruto. So yeah. I think once some time had passed, they saw that as like a reversal almost, but at the same time, Naruto is still not the main character. So I think they're just kind of conflicted about the main character change. Some people were locked into that permadeath theory with Kurama. So Yeah, I mean, it's understandable, but some people get a little bit too heated when it comes to this.
Yeah.
I do remember a few people coming back around that time too, because they said some people were saying that Kishimoto is back and he had to come up with Baryon mode to bring the fans back, which is just like the worst theory I ever heard. But that's what I'm saying. So yeah. I do remember some Naruto fans coming back to Boruto at that point.
There is a little bit of credence to that. Kodachi's last chapter that he worked on was right before Baryon got revealed. And so I can see why some people think that, but I do think that it was at least part of Kodachi's idea on how to get Naruto out from being the main character.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like it had to happen because when we go back to the point where Kawaki sealed him, like, why would he seal Naruto? Because Naruto with Kurama, if we're being honest, Naruto with Kurama was strong. He was strong with Kurama. So Kawaki had to have a reason to seal him. And if Naruto was strong, what would be that reason?
Because he wouldn't have his, like, fast healing and stuff.
Exactly.
But Kurama also mentioned in, chapter 10 that he is now stronger than he was with Naruto or Kushina. Like, that's really... Seriously, that's... That means a lot. I think a lot of the manga dialogue is very serious and has a lot of meaning. And we can't just overlook that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. But I feel like people are ignoring that, too. Like, a lot of people are ignoring the dialogue. They're just seeing the power, the Biju bombs, the new villains, the karma, and they're ignoring everything else.
Yeah, and even if it's like compatibility is like 10% better, just imagine basically a 10% stronger Naruto at his max power. And so yeah, some even on a minor level would be pretty huge.
Yeah, what's up?
I have a question.
Yeah.
Do you guys think that Kurama coming back and then like spawning like in Himawari, do you think that was planned, or do you think that was like, oh wait, maybe it's better if we bring him back?
It was definitely planned, because Damon, when he had his first interaction with Himawari, he sensed it. He knew. Like, they planned this out for a while.
That's true. In the anime, they did have a lot of episodes. They did have like that little arc where Kurama and Himawari and Shukaku. She had like that little affinity for the Telebeast.
Yeah, lots of foreshadowing for sure in the anime. There's a lot of foreshadowing, and we can talk about this another time. We already have a Jogon episode, but the Jogon definitely canon. All right. Yeah, so,
I was gonna add that you also have that concept art of where Boruto is gonna be the Jinchuriki, and I think, you know, things changed and it ended up being Himawari. So it was going to be planned as, at some point for Naruto to lose Kurama and then for one of his kids to gain him.
Yeah, it's been there for a while, yeah. So Himawari, it seems like Kurama's already, like, not, like, fighting back. And he's, like, trying to work together with Himawari. So it seems like she might not even need... She could probably have chains, like Kushina, chakra chains. But she probably doesn't even need them. Unless, the thing is, Kurama is like, they show him as like a teenage kid or something. Like, you know he's going to be rebellious or something.
Yeah, she might actually need him on Jura more than she needs it on Kurama.
Well, I wonder about that. I wonder, like, if he retained all of his memories, he might just be the same Kurama, the exact same Kurama. It's just younger.
Yeah. Form. Maybe, yeah, because he does have the memories, yeah. And so, as far as Himawari, do you think she'll ever use Baryon mode, or would it be, like, something better and wouldn't go away?
I think she's going to have something that is similar to Baryon mode. I don't think it's going to be exactly Baryon mode. I think it might be like a weaker version of it. Because I feel like that would just make more sense. Because if we get a Baryon mode where that energy is being absorbed and then Kurama could just go away again, I don't think that's going to be used for a second time. Unless I feel like Himawari could actually die.
Well, I mean, Himawari has an advantage because Naruto didn't know he had access to this form. But not,
right.
Because it was like an experiment. Like, hey, we never done this before, but I think this could work. You know, but now Himawari, from a very young age, she has so much experience. Well, she has so much passed on to her. Like, she has this Baryon mode experience from a younger age. There's a possibility that she could find a way to, like, perfect it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get what you mean. I get what you mean.
Her using it, like, so early, I feel like it might be maybe a later thing. Like, I picture it, like, maybe she'll go through some of, like, the stages. Like, maybe this is, like... Well, she doesn't have, like, a tail or anything like that. I don't know what kind of mode this is.
Well, you could look at her and just count the strings of her hair. Because it is 9, I think. I'm sure. I'm pretty sure it's 9.
When we look at
the thing, yeah.
What state of Ninetales would this be? Like, is this, like, the one where Naruto, when he just had his eyes turned, like... into, like, the fox eyes, and then, you know, like, part one Naruto, is this, like, one of the, like, when he grows, like, a tail or two, or, like, you know, is this equivalent to, like, version 2?
Well, that's when he didn't have, when Naruto was all red, and Kurama took over his body, he just didn't have control of it, and he needed someone like Yamato to, like, control it. But it seems like Kurama's kind of tame and working together with Himawari. So I think this definitely seems like it's like the stage one, like first, like in the beginning of Naruto, and he gets mad and he grows like fangs and long nails. That's for sure. So,
but yeah, I think like it'll a beast.
Yeah. But I think it'll be an easier process for Himawari to upgrade with Kurama, especially if she gets Sage Mode.
Yeah, I see it as like a base, like Bijou cloak. But her compatibility is just so high that you actually don't get that chakra aura because it's not actually leaking out of her. She's able to like basically fully utilize that energy.
Yeah,
at least that's my idea. I don't know if that's actually what's going on.
So if the Otsutsuki captured some of the ten-tailed beasts, they would reappear. Like if they absorbed the tailed beasts and took all their chakra, they would somehow just reincarnate and reappear.
Yeah, they probably wouldn't. As long as they're absorbed, that chakra needs to be released for them to actually revive. Because you can seal a tailed beast. Like if your Waki wanted to, he could throw them in the timeless dimension. And yeah, they're not coming back.
Yeah. But with Baryon mode, all of Kurama's chakra was like burnt out, just burnt away.
I wonder if there's like a solution to that, by the way.
Well, maybe because they came from that planet. Their chakra came from the planet with the fruit.
Mm-hmm.
So they reappear there? I don't know.
I mean, technically speaking, his chakra was just released into the air. It wasn't, like, destroyed in the sense that it's just completely gone. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so with Hagoromo, he was able to take his mom, who was basically a Ten-Tails, which was weird to think about. But basically, he took a Ten-Tails and he split it up into 9 different beasts. But wouldn't that be Shinjutsu? And if so, in general, how did Hagoromo even come up with that?
Yo, there's so much questions. Like, it's just so much questions that like start from Naruto, but I guarantee a lot of these questions are going to be answered in Naruto. I feel like we're going to get more explanation about the Tail Beast later on. Maybe if we learn about the Otsutsuki planet, if there is one. But
yeah,
I feel like that's why I feel like Tail Beast can't die, is because like they're all like really a part of the Ten Tails. And like when one passes away, all of the other beasts, like their chakra, like form another one because they're always from like one thing.
Yeah.
That's just like a small theory that I have.
Interesting.
So, I mean, he was using the creation of all things technique, and supposedly Izanagi is a more practical application of it. But it's basically like...
That's crazy.
I consider it to just be, it's better in some ways because you're not losing an eye, but it's also kind of worse in other ways because I think it's a lot more complicated to actually pull off. And at the end of the day, I think it's really just a weaker form of like omnipotence, because all you're doing is creating either the spiritual or the physical or both.
Hagoromo had too much time on his hands to sit there and meditate. and figure that out.
Yeah, I don't remember how old he is, but I feel like he got to like 1,000 or something.
Yeah, which is crazy. But if we look at Boruto and Kawaki and maybe even Code, they're all basically Otsutsukis. We can get into Code later on another episode because we don't have one for him yet. But I believe Code, his dull karma, he can take Otsutsuki DNA somehow or another and fill in the rest of it and become Otsutsuki and sacrifice himself to the Ten Tails. But there's also potential that Kawaki, Boruto, and Code could split up the Ten Tails that they're dealing with right now. Well, I don't know about now because the Ten Tails split up. But if they can get all the Ten Tails back together into one, they can maybe take that beast and split it up into more beasts. And maybe they would be different beasts. What?
I was just saying, it's definitely something that could happen.
Oh, for sure. And we've seen other types of beasts, because Donzo was able to have his own. It was like an elephant one with like wind power. And then there was Nui, who I also believe was taken by Danzo. So there's different beasts out there in different dimensions, and I believe that that could happen. But what do you guys think, that maybe Boruto or Kawaki or Code or someone can split up the Ten Tails, or it's too far past that?
Honestly, it's not far of a possibility. I had like a theory that was happening is like the Ten Tails with becoming more and more intelligent, because that's like what's going on right now. That's like what the dark future Boruto was afraid of. I was wondering if like the Ten Tails would eventually like be able to interpret like memories, because like if you think about it, like the Ten Tails has been like oppressed by like the Otsutsuki for like since the beginning of time. Like for millennia and millennia and millennia, right? So like, once they like gain sentience, they should be able to like speak on that, you know. And maybe that's the dark fate in the dark future. And then like what you're saying, like maybe by the end, like splitting the Ten Tails up could, you know, create other beasts that has an opportunity to like live a more free life after like the Otsutsuki threat is done.
Yeah, and also they could absorb those beasts that they create from the Ten Tails. They could just take the chakra, honestly.
I feel like that could happen, but that sounds like it would be humans going back to the Jinchuriki war days, the first, second, third ninja wars.
Kawaki don't give a fuck. Kawaki don't care. He'll do it. Kawaki will literally do it for the power. And Settori, I saw Settori also mentioned that Nui if Nui is a beast from another 10 tails, it's a pretty weak one, probably to the 3 tails. Pretty sure Nui has, what, 1 tail? Or am I tripping?
You might be right. I was also, yeah, looks like 1 tail. But I was also thinking of, like, the Renegon summons. Because they're kind of out there.
yeah.
And we don't really know where they come from. They're supposed to be from different dimensions. Maybe the strongest beast within those dimensions, but they're not on something that, on the level of like a tailed beast. But yeah, I mean, if Nui is technically a one tail, he'd be pretty strong if he's kind of equivalent to like the 3 tails of the normal 10 tails.
Yeah, it's almost like Sumire is gonna have to have a power up at some point. Like Sumire is like a hidden thing, honestly. And also Sumire wasn't affected by omnipotence, so that must mean something.
Yeah, I mean, I would not be surprised if there is a third 10 tails to just make the story even more convoluted there.
That would be cool. That'd be funny. Yeah, so I mean, there has to be more Atsushis out there. Like, maybe not just an Atsushi planet. I don't know. I really don't know, but like
I'm starting to think that they're gonna abandon that whole Atsutsuki thing. I hope they don't, but like I'm starting to think that because now that they're going to a whole, I mean, the 10 tails is technically related to the Otsutsuki threat, but like, are we gonna have time to explore the Otsutsuki properly afterwards?
Oh, for sure. They have to. We gotta see the backstory and everything with those Otsutsukis. We have to. There has to be something.
I mean, with all the space time ninjutsu in the series, it's not like a question of jumping across the entire universe. Like, that's actually something that's technically doable.
And I mean, like, going back to the 10 tails, like, well, I'll say the Shinju, them gaining intelligence is a really interesting thing, because like, again, there's a big chance they have memories from like all these millennia. They might be able to be the ones to tell us the Otsutsuki story about how it started, you know? Like, that could happen. They could say, hey, maybe, let me tell you the story about how this all began. You know? That's the way
you're saying, kind of. You're saying the 10 tails would do that?
Well, the Shinju, because, like, Shinju. Think about this. All the tail beasts, like, 1 up to 9, right? They have sentience, they could talk, they could speak for themselves, they got personalities. They was able to live for, like, a couple, like 1,000 years, right? But, 10 tails is the only beast that didn't really have a say. And like I said, was oppressed like years, millennia, right? Now that 10 tails has finally got words, can finally interpret things, can finally speak for itself.
And you know, we'll see where Ishiki or Jigen got that 10 tails from. We have to know.
All this 10 tails talk got, about knowledge got me thinking. What if they find out about Amado? Because Amado is like one of the smartest people in the verse. So,
what would they know?
Like, I'm talking about, like, what if they find out, like, he's a knowledgeable person?
Oh, I see what you're saying. So they're like, oh, like, let's talk to the scientists on this planet. Like, where's the smartest person here? Who's the smartest person here? And then, yeah, like,
because they observe like, things.
Amado. Like, what kind of conversation, what kind of questions would they ask Amado?
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure it looks like they're trying to get their knowledge by absorbing people or, like, biting them, so.
But Amado is, he's been watching the whole time, probably, and he's probably preparing himself for the worst.
Yeah, he wasn't even aware of, you know, the Shinju. Like, he had no idea what they were.
Oh. Well, now he knows.
Like, it's funny because, like, I'm convinced every time we see Amado, he's acting. Because, like, keep in mind, he's on camera.
Same. I swear. I feel like he knows, but he's a good actor.
Like, he's a good actor. Bro, he's literally on camera. So when he does stuff like, huh? What is that? I'm just like, yeah, okay. Amado.
He's too smart to not know they're watching him. Like,
yeah.
But then again, it could be genuine. Like, it's hard to tell with Amado.
Yeah, I'm not even sure if he's actually lied. He's always withheld information, but I don't know if he's explicitly lied.
I think he's lied one time. I can only catch one time when he specifically lied. Remember when it was right after the Ishiki fight? It went back to the village, and then like Ho was like running around, and then they was asking. Like, Ko let Ada and Damon out, and they was asking, hey, Ko on his own can't do much unless he has someone who could, like a sensory person or someone that can help him gain, like, certain pieces of knowledge. And then Amado said, I don't know anyone like that in Kara. But, like, literally Ada existed. Like, maybe he was saying... there's no way Ko's gonna let her out. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that's what he was thinking. But that was still a bold-faced lie. He could have said, well, there's possibly someone, like, you know, I don't know. Maybe that's just another case of him withholding information, but he did genuinely lie about Ada for that second.
I mean, I think he thought Ada and Damon were dead because they were set to be destroyed, so... His knowledge base was basically built upon the fact that all the extra cyborgs were dead.
That's another thing, though. Like, so, like, back when everyone was, like, really theorizing about Amado, like, think about it. Like, Amado knew about the charm ability. So how does... why would he... this is the way I saw it for the longest time. I don't know how I feel about it right now, but, like, Amado is being watched by Jigen, right? So, like, I don't know, her charm ability isn't gonna work on Jigen. So Jigen wouldn't understand the effects of it. So Jigen tells him, okay, throw her away, right? And then Amado says, okay, I'll send Boro to dispose of her, knowing that Boro's going to fall for the charm, and he's going to find some way to keep her safe for the future. Because obviously Jigen felt that she was too dangerous. This could have been Amado's slick way of keeping her and Damon alive.
But yeah, I mean, that's kind of a good point. Like, how would you destroy someone if you really can't? It's like, it literally goes against human nature.
Yeah, like, if you truly wanted her... destroyed, I would have been like, well, okay, you can't really ask Jigen to do it because Damon might slam Jigen's head to the ground or whatever. But it's just Amado, logically, if he knew about her ability, sending Boro to dispose of her made no sense unless he did that so that she could stay alive somehow. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and like, Jigen's not against the idea of dispatching his own inners and things like that. I mean, if you go off the anime, you have Oga. She's a Kara inner, and she has a straight up hole in her head that's the size of a chakra rod. So,
yeah. Anyway, I think maybe we're going off topic.
Yeah. So, yeah. Back on track. So we see Kurama, and he's like a kid version of himself. Like I said earlier, like teenage, maybe rebellious, funny a little bit. I don't know. But how long do you think it'll take for Kurama to grow and mature to what he once was?
That's hard to say. It depends on if Kurama just now spawned in Himawari, or he started like building up chakra the moment like he passed away. Like, if it took him 3 years to get to this form, then it's probably gonna take him 3 more years to double in size, you know what I'm saying? 10 years to, like, grow full size or whatever. Or if he just not spawn, then he might, like grow really fast.
10 years sounds realistic. Like,
I mean, I don't think we ever saw, like, a juvenile Three Tails whenever it was put into the Mizukage, but... Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's probably a lot faster for the weaker-tailed beasts, but I don't know. I was thinking maybe a year or so. So by near, like, I guess near the end of the series, he'd be full-formed.
You know what'd be crazy? If, like, the tailed beasts inside you, because, like, remember, they're just talking to each other, like, through their consciousness, right? Like, imagine if the tailed beast appears as you see them, right? So, like, Naruto always pictured the Nine Tails as this big, scary monster. Everyone does. So, like, that's how he appears in his head. But maybe Himawari always pictured the Nine Tails as this cute little chibi fox. And that's what's in her head right now. But he's really at his full power or whatever. You know how crazy that would be?
Yeah, Kurama came a long way, though. Seriously.
Like, and actually, now that I think about it, there's honestly no reason that Himawari wouldn't have access to the other tailed beasts through Kurama.
That would be crazy.
I wonder.
I mean, probably you're right.
Like, there's a chance that since they're still alive, their chakra just went back to themselves. Instead of, because I think what happens is whenever you are, like, when you're a Jinchuriki of the beast, like, their chakra, a piece of their chakra just sticks to you. So I don't know if the other beast's chakra stuck onto Kurama like that. I don't know. I wouldn't know.
I think it would be funny for her to pull out, like, the kind of that six pass form where she's using all the Jinchuriki. It'd be a little bit too early for that. I don't know. I think people would get pretty heated on, like, Twitter, TikTok, and things like that.
They'd be like, oh, she got it for free.
Yeah, even though it's been established that Kurama is the link for that. But yeah.
I wanted to share with you guys something I got recently, and it pertains to Kurama. I recently purchased some Naruto and Boruto production drawings that they use to make the anime, and if you're listening, I'm gonna post a picture of it on the website, but if you're here now, I'm gonna show you live. Hey, that's me. What's up, guys? And then, check this out. I have a Kurama drawing with, I think, it could be either Obito or Madara. I think it's Obito. I don't know. Something.
Looks a little bit like Madara to me. But, yeah.
Oh, that's Madara. That's definitely.
It's Madara, yeah. This is when he was fighting Hashirama or something.
That's awesome. But, yeah.
And it comes with a certificate of authenticity. And this comes straight from Japan. This is from Japan. This is a real production drawing that they used to make the anime. I just got this a few weeks ago.
You got to get that framed. You got to make it like a reversible frame where it's like glass on both sides.
Is that a better view?
That is awesome.
Yeah. So, yeah, thanks for tuning in, guys. There's going to be also a link for Boruto Fan in his TikTok. You check out his lives. I want to thank everyone for joining and everyone that got this far in the podcast. Share this with your friends. You know, check out the website. You can leave reactions. You can leave comments. But yeah, thanks for tuning in and hope to see you in the next one. Check us out on Spotify. You can interact. There's like questions and give us 5 stars. You know the deal. Thanks to everyone that joined. Settery, Drifting, Boruto Fan. This was an awesome episode. I couldn't wait to do this one, and I really appreciate you guys for coming.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me, bro.
Thanks. See ya.
I'm sorry I kept muting. There's a bunch of kids outside. They're screaming loudly, so.